and appropriate because today, the 10th of October, as I told you, it's World Mental Health Day, and a day aimed at creating public awareness to make issues related to mental health a global priority. And right now on Radio Life and Style, if you're just joining us at 9:30, welcome to the show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning, and I'm about to take you into a special chat right now with World Mental Health Day in the spotlight, and a conversation with a woman who wears many different hats as an entrepreneur, a mother, a business empowerer, human constructionist, a motivational speaker, and a mind and fitness coach. And Narissa Hose joins us on the line on this particular Thursday for a chat about mental health and mental self-awareness. Narissa, are you there?
Hello, Mike. It's good to have you here this morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Great to be connecting with you on the line on a Thursday. And for those who might have heard your name or might not know anything about you, let's find out a little bit about who Narissa Hose is and how you became so passionate about this space, mental health and mental self-awareness.
Super. Well, I was a motivational speaker, a writer for as long as I know, but more importantly, I was a physical trainer. So I used to do personal training and, you know, get people to be fitness, for fitness in like physically.
Mm.
And then I had a car accident 5 years ago, and that left me as a paraplegic. So I had a spinal cord injury. And at that point in time, I thought, well, my legs was the only thing that I knew how to use effectively. And what now that I cannot use them anymore? And that is when I literally incorporated being a physical trainer into that of becoming a mental fitness trainer. Because your body is only as strong as the mind allows it to be. And as a paraplegic then, I decided to get into the fitnessing of the mind, because mental health awareness, mental health issues, it's so big, and it's because it's not something that is tangible. It's not a disability that you can see with your physical eye. It's something that you cannot touch, feel, or hold. That is when I decided that there's actually so many people that are struggling with this kind of these kind of issues that I decided to delve into it myself.
Wow! So it's been a roller coaster ride for you personally over the last 5 years, and now having gone through the trials and tribulations and your own personal journey, your own personal struggles, because a life-changing event like that, I can imagine that you yourself must have gone to some dark places.
Absolutely. You know, Mike, I really thank I'm really thankful for the dark places that I've been through, because if it wasn't for that, then I would not have appreciated the light. I wouldn't have appreciated everything that it is that I've discovered through evolving as a person. Because only through those trials and tribulations did I find, the true answers of why it is that I'm here. Having more purpose and meaning, and incorporating that into my life, I would have just carried on living my life, but in a meaningless and purpose, without much purpose. So most definitely, when I had my car accident, I realized just how pressing this matter of being, not just physically disabled, but mentally disabled can do. And that is what I've just decided to really work on, and working on myself as a person. But the most important thing that I can say I discovered was perception. And how we perceive things is very much is so important, because that could either lead us to have negative thoughts or positive thoughts. So realigning that and reshuffling that during a life-changing moment like becoming paralyzed was the only way I could propel myself forward.
Wow. And looking at where we are right now in 2024 and looking at the timeline that your personal journey has followed from 2019 through to the present day, I mean, your life-changing event in and of itself would rock anyone's world. But, I mean, even if you hadn't been in that car accident, the number of life-altering potential events that have taken place and that have affected society at large, from COVID, the lockdowns that ruined so many businesses and upended lives financially and otherwise, the natural disasters and social unrest that in particular KZN has borne the brunt of. I mean, any number of stress events, traumatic events, could have piled one on top of the other. And we see at the moment, I mean, just anecdotally, I've heard some really shocking stats on the suicide rate just in our KZN North Coast region. And there's no denying that people are suffering mentally. And as someone who has come through the darkness and has been able to reconstruct your own mindset to a healthier, more resilient, more self-aware space, was that a journey that you made alone, or did you have help? Did you have people that you could turn to that could help you reframe and start to rebuild your headspace?
Right. You know, this kind of thing, you know, there's always help. Like, there are therapists out there that want to, you know, see people, and they are available to speak to you. And for some people, that really does work. And yes, it's part of the options of what it is that you can explore. But when it comes to healing and really strengthening yourself, it really comes back to you doing that work with yourself and for yourself. And that means taking back your power. It means reconstructing everything about your life. Think taking your perceptions, like how you perceive people around you, growing up. It could have been childhood trauma that you need to deal with. It could really be anything, but the most important thing is there is no human being outside of yourself that can fix you except yourself. And when I had my accident 5 years ago, I remember, and this is like a lot of people, like I said, they do either therapy, they develop a new hobby, they meditate, they pray, they exercise, they do all sorts of, there's all sorts of things that you can do. But the most important thing for me is introspection, evaluating your life, looking at critical moments that could have broken you, and then finding the healing space of forgiving, letting go, and finding better perspective and direction towards that. But the most important thing is you can only but work within yourself. There's nobody that's going to save you. There's nobody outside of yourself that is going to make you wholesome or give you, you know, bring it to a place of complete healing. That really, really does start with yourself. And with me, I remember I wanted to accelerate my healing because I knew that with everything that happens in life, there's purpose linked to it. So I wanted to find that silver lining, you know, amongst that dark cloud. I wanted to find it, and I was seeking it hectically, because I knew that I needed to accelerate my healing. I needed to help other people in turn, because the only way that you can find your purpose is through your pain. And the only way we can get to that kind of conclusion is if we realize that everything about life is how we perceive things. And your thoughts can bring about anxiety, it can bring about procrastination, it can bring about making you feel inferior when you should be confident. So So all of that is a construct of thoughts that we have archived in, as we've grown and what we've learned from our households, our parents. And we need to sometimes unlearn these things in order to have freedom of thought and to have a different perception of how we experience things in our lives. And, for somebody else, it might not be something like paralysis. It might be a divorce. It might be relocating. It might be starting a new job. And all of that affects the mental state of being. But what really, truly affects it is what we feed it. It's the thoughts. It's what you tell yourself on a daily basis. It's the internal conversations that you're constantly having with yourself.
Yeah. Now, I can imagine that in your case, for example, having had an accident and from yesterday being able to walk to now being in a wheelchair, that if it was me, I would be feeling all kinds of angry. I would be feeling why me? I would be wrestling with feeling like a victim, and justifiably so. I think most people would, trying to make sense of this whole thing while dealing with some really heavy, angry, frustrated, terrified thoughts. How long did it take you to get from that place to a place of acceptance and possibly even to trying to find a space where you're focusing on what you still have, what you can be grateful for, and what you I suppose a space of gratitude.
Well, to be honest, yes, going through the stages of feeling angry, of feeling like a victim, of being frustrated, of asking why me, that's very normal. It's very natural, and we all go through that. But the thing is, how long do you choose to stay in that position? And that is what and that is where self-awareness comes into play, because I needed to become really self-aware of what I was thinking, what I was feeling, and how I was acting out towards that. And yes, it gave me, I think that when self-awareness set in, I realized that this is not going to be me every single day. I'm not going to wake up every single day and feel sorry for myself. I'm not going to feel inferior. I refuse to, Narissa, before you were a very confident person, and now why is it that you're feeling crippled? So assessing those and pointing it out and saying, oh, okay, this thought just allowed me to feel that way, and this is not who I am. And this is the only way that I went from victim to victor. It's really through, arresting my thoughts, being very aware of what it is that I was feeding myself, and realizing that through this journey and through this situation, I cannot and will not be a victim. I will become something that a lot of people, are yearning to hear. So, for instance, people with disabilities, there's such stigma around, people with disabilities. People think that, if somebody's physically disabled, that they're probably mentally disabled, that they can't process things as other people could. And for me, that was the turning point for me came in, where I realized that, and I looked at other people in the situations that I was in, and nobody was standing up for them. They weren't speaking up for themselves. And I said, Narissa, you've been given the voice, the confidence, and the mandate to speak up for them and to stand up for them, even though you're going to do it sitting down.
Wow, wow. And now that you've found your calling and stepped into this space of your power, your influence, this is a world that you are inhabiting and working in now as a motivational speaker, as a you said formerly a fitness coach, now a mind and fitness coach. And for those who are hearing this and who are intrigued and who want to find out more about you, about your mission, about your message, where can folks connect with you? Where can you be found on social media or otherwise?
Right. I have a TikTok account that is Narissa Holt. And if you're not good at remembering names, it's also an iconic perspective, iconic underscore perspective. So that is just where I share perspective and yeah, just in hopes of reshuffling and changing around the ways in which people have constructed the way that they think. And yes, you know, it's not the end of the world, because yes, I know that you say, like, if you were, you know, if you were in a wheelchair, you would just think, I couldn't possibly handle it. And that's how I feel towards other people that are suffering from other kind of sicknesses. And I would think, how is that person able to deal with it? But it's only when we look inwardly and we activate those tools, because each and every single one of us has been born with with a different challenge. And only then, when we look inside ourselves, can we activate and find those tools and become better people. We can find a place of healing, become more self-aware, and also really take responsibilities for not just our actions, but the thoughts that comes from those actions too. So yes, you can find me as Narissa G on TikTok, or Iconic Perspective underscore Perspective.
Narissa, thank you for giving us an iconic perspective on this Thursday, this 10th of October, World Mental Health Day, a day aimed at creating public awareness, making issues related to mental health a global priority, and for all the inspiration and the light that you continue to shine, the work that you're doing. It's so important, not just today, but every day. And really, a big thank you from Radio Life and Style for sharing some of your story and some of your thoughts around this topic that needs more spotlight, more discussion, and looking forward to having another discussion really soon on Radio Life and Style. What do you say?
Absolutely. I would look forward to that, Mike. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. My special guest, Narissa Holt, on the line, and find her on social media under Narissa Holt or Iconic Perspectives. You heard it. The perspective right here on Radio Life and Style Thursday morning.